Johnson Lee Simpson and Sister Luella Simpson with the God's Spoken Word broadcast every first and fourth Sunday at 6:45 a.m. right here on KAYT KQJO-FM.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Amen. And then 1 Timothy 5:22, turn over there. Keep yourself pure. Keep yourself pure. Listen at this one right here. It says, lay your hand suddenly on no man. Neither be a partaker of other man's sin. Keep yourself pure. Now, let me read it out of Amplified. Do not be in a hurry in the laying on of hands, giving the sanction of the church too hastily, in reinstating expelled offenders, or in ordination in questionable cases, nor share or participate in another man's sins. Keep yourself pure. Now, when he's talking about don't be quick to lay hands on no man suddenly, he's not talking about you praying for the sick. He's talking about you putting people in positions of authority. Putting people in positions too quickly or when they have questionable character. He said, don't be quick to set somebody in leadership. Check their character out first. Check their life out. Someone that failed and had to go through correction said, don't be quick to lay hands on them and reinstate them. He didn't say, don't do it. He said, just don't be quick to do it. Don't be in a hurry to do it. Sometimes it takes a little time for you to watch people before you put them in position of authority. You got to check out their track record. Because who they are going to come out sooner or later. Amen. Amen. Then he said, neither be a partaker in other men's sins. Don't be a partner with other people in their sin. That includes sexual sin. When he says keep yourself pure, that also includes being chaste. Or it means living a life of chastity. That means that you keep yourself from sexual defilement. Paul said, we have done this. And we know Paul wasn't even married. He was single. Praise the Lord. So that also includes moral purity. Amen. As believers in Jesus Christ, we are commanded by the Scriptures to be pure in our motives, in our conscience, in our thoughts, in our heart, and in our conduct. We should keep ourselves morally clean in our thoughts, actions, and conduct. Hallelujah. So, in relationship to sexual purity, the Bible gives us three admonitions. One of them is flee fornication. That means to run. Everybody say, run! Y'all remember Forrest Gump? When them boys got after him? And Jenny say, run, Forrest. And Forrest took off running, ran right out of them braces. Run, he learned how to run fast. That's where you're supposed to run from fornication. The Bible says abstain from it. That's where we get the word abstinence. Abstain from fornication. Means don't do it. Don't practice it. And then the Bible tells us to avoid it. Sometimes you just got to avoid it because it's looking for you. Amen. You have to keep yourself pure. The word fornication comes from the Greek word porneo, which is where we get our word pornography. And fornication includes all kinds of sexual sins. It includes adultery, which is sex outside of marriage. It includes sex between a man and a woman that's not married. It includes sex between two men, called homosexuals. It's forbidden by the Scriptures. Sex between women, called lesbianism. Sex between close relatives. Like you shouldn't be sleeping with your first cousin. I don't care if you ain't seen her in 20 years. Well, you know, they live in California. That's distant cousin, because they live in California. That's your first cousin. I don't care how far she live away from you. Distant don't mean miles. And certainly you're not supposed to have sex among family members, brothers and sisters, or parents and children. All of that is fornication. Now, I'm going to tell you, the Bible is explicit. It even talks about sex with animals. You got some people out there doing some stuff. Sleeping with dogs and hogs, sheep. Annie say cows. I don't know where she found that out. She said horses too. So, I mean, I wasn't going to go that far with it, but she threw us out there. It's called bestiality is what they call it. Any form of sex, when you're not married, is a sin in the eyes of God. Now, we have some doctrines of devils right outside this church building here that tell you, well, sex is all right. Everybody doing it. You ain't got to listen to God. That's in the Bible. It's outdated. See, that's a doctrine. That's a teaching of the devil. The Bible says that we need to give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Doctrine just means a teaching. And there are some doctrines, some teachings that have become prevalent in our society that go directly against the Word of God. I'm going to tell you, it's still a lie. The Word of God is still true. It is still the standard by which God will hold us to. I don't care what nobody else say. I'm going to tell you, it's a sin. Not only is it a sin against God, it's a sin against your own body. Bible said, he that committed fornication sinned against his own body. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that you are not to defile the temple of God. Say, him that defile the temple of God, him will God destroy. Now, that's what the Word say. So we need to take this very seriously, because it is so rampant in our society that people don't even know that it's a sin. Well, you know, the Lord put us together. The Lord joined us together. Why we can't have sex before we get married? I love you. You love me. All kind of reasoning. If you really love me. Run! Run! I hope if you ever get tempted, you'll hear my voice saying, run! I hope you hear, Pastor. It's God, the voice of God, sounding like me. Run! 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 Pastor, I'm a man. I can't run from that. Yeah, you can. Humble yourself. So if you're going to do the way God wants you to do and stay pure there, stay at full strength. Because let me tell you, this will take you down quick. Sexual sin will take you down fast. It will dilute your life quickly. You can be highly anointed. You get in sexual sin, baby, it's coming down. It's coming down quick. Diluted, polluted, contaminated. Get that evil mixture working in you. How to avoid it, how to flee from it, how to abstain from it. First thing you got to do is make the decision that you're going to honor God with your body and that you're going to run from fornication in word. It means you're not going to talk about it. In thought, means you're not going to put it on, keep it on your mind. And in action, deed. You got to make a decision. I'm going to honor God. Now, I had to do that. When I got saved, I made a decision right then. I'm going to honor God with my body. And boy, I had to stay in the Word. I had to renew my mind that it wasn't the will of God for me to be doing that. So I got in the Word, and I learned all them scriptures. So when the devil brought temptation to me, them scriptures would come up and fight for me. I could say it is written, because I had them all down. It is written, run from that. It is written, abstain from that. It is written, avoid that. The Bible says that God paid for you and he bought you with a price. Your body belonged to God. Your body is not yours once you're a believer. This is my body. I do what I want to do. I can sleep with anybody I want to. That's a lie right there. The body ain't yours once you're a believer. Your body belongs to God. Your body is not yours once you're a believer. Now, if you're in the world and you ain't serving God, now I'm going to tell you the devil got your body if you're having sex. Praise God. You got to make the decision. Don't compromise your fellowship with God. Hold fast to your values. So when we're talking about making a decision, you got to put yourself in a mindset, I'm not going to compromise for no reason, for no person. There's nobody worth me losing my fellowship with God over. Amen. Stay in the Word of God. So you have to stay in the Word because the Word builds resistance to temptation. Amen. The Bible says, how shall a young man cleanse his way? Psalm 119. By taking heed thereunto according to thy word. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed to the word, by being a doer of the word. Hallelujah. David said this, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. So your relationship with the word of God and your diligence in studying the word have a lot to do with how much spiritual strength you have in resisting temptation. But you got to get that word on the inside because it builds up resistance to temptation. Hallelujah. And then you got to work diligently to maintain your fellowship with God through prayer and study of the word, meditating the word, staying in fellowship with good people. You can't hang out with fornicators. Paul said, I'm writing to you not to keep company with fornicators. He didn't say treat them like a heathen. He said just don't keep company with them. Why? A little leaven leavens the whole lump. I'm going to show you why in just a few minutes. So that's the first thing you got to do. What's the first thing you got to do? Make the decision to honor God with your body and run from fornication. All right, number two, limit your exposure to sexual temptation. Do you know you can limit your exposure? Some people expose themselves to temptation. You got to limit your exposure to it. If you want to stay pure before God, what do I mean by that? Avoid people who tempt you with sex or who are sexually active. Protect your eyes from pornography and lust. These are sources. The internet, movies, television, videos, magazines, and now even phone sex, the telephone. You got to protect your eyes and your ears from pornography and from lust because it'll come to you. Those are the sources that didn't come to you. Avoid places where spirits of lust congregate. You know there are certain places where you go to a place, there's spirits of lust that congregate. Nightclubs, spirits of lust are there. Parties. I'm going to a Christian party, but they're playing hip-hop.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $5 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1.